This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Trade has been taking a little beating on the campaign trail. That's unfair because each new trade agreement has opened markets around the globe for America's farmers and ranchers, allowing us to export more crops, fruits and vegetables, forestry products, meat, milk and other farm goods. The new Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement between the U.S. and 11 other countries would grow our export potential even more. It would reduce tariffs on our farm exports and help ensure that health and safety restrictions are based on science rather than a desire to keep out the competition. One group has estimated that the TPP would boost America's agricultural exports by $130 billion by 2030. That's why the American Farm Bureau Federation and many other agricultural groups support it. About 20% of U.S. farm income comes from exports. They also help us grow our overall economy. Producing, processing, and transporting farm goods create jobs both on and off the farm. Politicians often blame trade agreements for economic trends that are happening anyway, such as the transition to new economy industries. Growing our economy through exports actually helps to make those transitions less difficult by enabling us to export more of what we do produce at home. AFBF will soon complete a state-by-state analysis of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and we will use it to educate members of Congress about the benefits to their farmer and rancher constituents. If you have an opportunity to talk with your elected officials about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, hopefully you will let them know that approving the agreement is one of our top policy goals for this year. American agriculture depends on exports, and agriculture is depending on Congress to pass the TPP so we can export even more. Farm Bureau is asking farmers to take a survey to share their thoughts and experiences with ag tech providers that collect and sort through the oceans of data that stream from farm equipment to the cloud every day. The survey aims to gauge farmers' attitudes towards big data and the use of data in production agriculture. That survey can be found at the Voice of Agriculture on the AFBF website. AFBF has released highlights of its 2016 Strategic Action Plan, which addresses public policy issues in the coming year. The plan is a result of deliberations of delegates to the AFBF's 97th Annual Convention in Orlando. The board-approved plan focuses the organization's attention on a number of key issues, including creating a more positive dialogue with consumers about modern agricultural practices, protecting farmers' ability to use biotech plant varieties and other innovative technologies, opposing unlawful expansion of federal jurisdiction under the Clean Water Act, and moving forward with congressional approval of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement. Farm Bureau will continue to work hard to protect the business of American agriculture on all fronts. This plan is an important roadmap to key issue areas that AFBF and our grassroots members will address in 2016, according to AFBF President Zippy Duval. Most U.S. farmers and ranchers will vote Republican this November, according to a recently released AgriPulse poll. Among those who say they're backing a Republican, 40% want to see Donald Trump in the White House. The poll shows that regardless of age or farm size, farmers and ranchers want some big changes. According to AgriPulse editor and founder Sarah Wyant, it's clear that GOP-leaning voters are very dissatisfied with the direction of the country, the way President Obama is doing his job, and the way that Congress is doing its job. And there was not much variance by age or farm size, although a higher percentage of younger voters expressed dissatisfaction with how Congress is functioning. They want to elect someone who can make some major changes. AFBF is seriously disappointed that the Agriculture Department determined Secretary Tom Vilsack does not have the legal authority to administratively declare cottonseed and oilseed, thus making it eligible for farm program benefits, according to AFBF President Zippy Duval in a statement. A lot of cotton farmers are hurting across our nation, Duval said, pointing out that the AFBF board voted to support an administrative declaration by Vilsack in hopes of softening some of the economic pain cotton producers are feeling. In his statement, Duvall said, "While we are disappointed in the USDA ruling, AFBF stands ready to work with leadership of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees and other congressional ag leaders to explore ways to overcome the legal barriers USDA has cited. Cottonseed should be granted that designation, and, short of reopening the farm bill, we will work to ensure that all possibilities are fully explored." Farm women and men interested in information, tips, and techniques on dealing with changes in commodity markets and the agriculture industry should plan to attend the 2016 Spring Outlook meeting on February 23rd at the Farm Bureau building in Carlinville. Farmers attending the Outlook will have the opportunity to hear Joe Camp, AgriVisor LLC Risk Management Specialist, as he relates grain market insight, trends, and strategies. A question and answer session will conclude the program. The Outlook program begins with a 6 p.m. meal followed by the presentation. There is no cost to attend for Farm Bureau members, but non-members is a $10 fee. Seating is limited and reservations are required. Reservations can be made by calling the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571 by February 16th. The meeting is being sponsored by the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500 scholarship, one $1,000 scholarship, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2016-2017 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers the scholarships in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office. All applications must be submitted by March 18th, and any questions can be directed to the Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.